Chapter 2. Ashton. I've been the only girl on the football team at Fremont High since freshman year, so it's not a big deal when Coach Dieter shouts a warning to the guys to make sure they're decent as I head into the boys' locker room for the first football meeting of the summer. My coach pats me on the back as I pass, just like he does to the guys.
You ready for senior year, Parker?
He asks. It's the first day of summer break, Coach, I answer. Let me enjoy it.
Don't enjoy it too much. Work hard this summer during practice and at that football camp in Texas, because I expect a winning season come the fall. We'll take state for the first time in 40 years, Coach,
one of my teammates yells out. His words are met by enthusiastic cheers from the rest of the team, including me. We almost made it to state last season, but we lost in the playoffs.
All right. Don't get ahead of yourselves,
Dieter says.
Let's get down to business first. It's that time of year to vote for who you consider the player most deserving of leading this team. Think of the player whose talent, hard work, and dedication to this team is undeniable. The player who receives the most votes will be chosen as captain for the coming season.
Being voted captain is a huge deal at my school. There are a bunch of clubs and sports teams, but only one counts: football. I glance proudly at my boyfriend, Landon McKnight. He'll be voted captain. He's the first-string quarterback and expected to lead us to the Illinois State Championship. His dad was in the NFL, and Landon is all set to follow in his footsteps. More than a few times last season, Landon's dad even brought college scouts to watch his son. With his talent and connections, there's no question he's going to get a scholarship to play in college. We started dating at the beginning of last season, right after Coach Dieter moved me up to first-string kicker. I perfected my technique the summer before my junior year, and it paid off. The guys on the team would watch me practice, making bets on how many field goals I could make in a row. I used to be self-conscious about being the only girl on the team. Freshman year, I stayed in the background, hoping to blend in. The guys made comments to intimidate me, but I laughed them off and threw comments right back. I never wanted special consideration and fought to be treated like another teammate.